This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's startup ecosystem is flourishing at an unprecedented pace, backed by the innovative spirit of the country's youth power. Addressing the startup Mahakumbh at Bharat Mandapam on the third day, the Prime Minister said that today, when the country is working on the roadmap for a developed India by 2047, the startup Mahakumbh is of great importance. He said in the last decade, India has seen as to how it has made strides in the IT and software sector, and now people are seeing the trend of innovation and startup culture in India. Mr. Modi mentioned the Startup India initiative has given a platform to innovative ideas and connected them to funding. He added that India's youth has chosen the path of being job creator rather than job seeker. He said currently India has more than 1.25 lakh startups and 110 unicorns. Mr. Modi mentioned that India's startup revolution is today being led by the youth of small towns of the country. He expressed happiness that today startups in agriculture, textile, medicine, transport, space and even yoga and Ayurveda have started. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal said that startups are making an important contribution towards realizing the goal of a developed nation by 2047. The Election Commission has issued notification for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections today. The elections will be held in 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories in this phase. 39 seats of Tamil Nadu, 12 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 6 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Uttarakhand, Assam and Maharashtra, 4 seats of Bihar and 3 seats of West Bengal will go to these polls in the first phase. Polls will also be held in 2 seats each in Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, Meghalaya and 1 seat each in Chhattisgarh, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Tripura, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Jammu and Kashmir, Lakshadweep and Puducherry in the first phase. Nominations can be filed till the 27th of this month. However, for Bihar, the last day for filing nominations is the 28th of this month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has termed the upcoming 18th edition of the Lok Sabha elections as the largest electoral logistics exercise that this planet has ever witnessed. In a virtual statement on the third edition of the Summit for Democracy, organized by the Republic of Korea in Seoul, he said that the country today has 1.4 million women, constituting the largest cohort of elected women representatives at the grassroots level in any part of the world. He said the government's recent decision to extend 33% reservation for women in both parliament and state legislatures recognizes the fundamental principle that women's voices are indispensable in shaping the nation's destiny. In Assam, the filing of nomination papers for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls began today with the issuance of notification. Polling will be held for Kaziranga, Sonitpur, Lakhimpur, Dibrugarh and Jorhat seats in the first phase on the 19th of next month. Assam will witness its first election after the delimitation process. Several senior politicians are likely to try their luck in this phase, including Union Minister and former Chief Minister Sarbanand Sonowal, Congress's Deputy Leader in the Lok Sabha Gaurav Gogoi, among others. Jharkhand Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan took charge as Telangana Governor this morning at a function at Raj Bhavan in Hyderabad. Telangana High Court Chief Justice Alok Aradhe administered the oath of office on the occasion. Earlier, State Chief Secretary Shanti Kumari read out the warrant of appointment on the occasion. Chief Minister A. Revant Reddy, several ministers, public representatives and senior officials attended the event. The Union Public Service Commission has decided to postpone the Civil Services Preliminary Examination 2024. The Civil Services Preliminary Examination 2024, which also serves as a screening test for Indian Forest Service Examination 2024, will now be held on the 16th of June this year. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has been given the additional charge of Ministry of Food Processing Industries after Union Minister and Rashtriya Lok Jan Shakti Party Chief Pashupati Kumar Paras resigned from the Union Cabinet yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.